Okay. Monica's friend's niece in Texas, Alexis, had a house fire around 4 this morning. They were unable to get out. Her husband passed away, and she's in the burn unit, and I just got a text from Monica. Her son, her baby son passed away also.
Oof.
So, and then we want to pray for Alicia Harris, who was diagnosed with leukemia yesterday. And then we have a friend named Audrey who has court this morning, so we want to pray for favor in the courtroom for her.
Okay. Dear Lord, we come to you with heavy hearts. We pray that you would be with Monica's friend who had the tragic house fire this morning where there were several deaths. We ask that you would be with the family in their time of need. Be with the one who survived in the burn unit and place your hands on their caregivers. Watch over them and carry them during this critical time in the family's life and during their time of need. We ask that you would be with Lisa Hargis, who's been diagnosed with leukemia. Watch over her, be with her caregivers, and just comfort her in her time of need. And then be with the friend Audrey, who has court this morning. We ask that your will and not our own be done, and guide them in their ways. In Christ's name we pray all of this. Amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Tom Ivester, and it's Fun Friday. I almost said pastor.
Well, no. So I guess it's Sobering Friday. So we're in a Christmas season, and so I get our police report every week, every Monday, from what's gone on the previous week. And so we average, City of Elk City, about 12,000. Of course, we cover a much larger area than that. Our fire and emergency medical ambulance service covers basically the eastern third of the county and some of Ouachita and Custer County. So we get a lot of calls. Between 911, between fire and EMS and police, we get about 500 calls a week.
Oh, wow.
You know, and these could be anything from a loose dog to, you know, an accident to a crime or something like that. So I hear, and they give us the rundown, the executive summary of the more serious or the kind of the trends for that week. And it never fails. You know, the holidays bring out a lot of mental health issues and mental health related incidents, usually at convenience stores or retail stores, Walmart, Dollar General, things like that, of people, you know, what we commonly call freaking out or having episodes or breakdowns. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is me talking. A lot of times it's this conflict of society putting pressure on us to revel in the holidays. We're supposed to experience this, yay, you know, family and fun and friends and presents and Jesus and the birth, and we're supposed to feel great when a tragedy occurs or something in our family is not going well, or we just lost a job, or we've got a son or a daughter, or, you know, you name it. Life is doesn't stop because the holidays show up, but yet we've got all this pressure to either buy gifts or go to a party and enjoy ourselves, and we don't feel that way at all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people are, you know, just faking it, just going through the motions, and then, you know, it's the clash of the pressure to feel that way and to conform, and then what reality. And so that creates a lot of tension and creates a lot of mental health issues, mm-hmm. Even among, you know, those of us who are established. So it is imperative as Christians that not only we look out for ourselves but our family as we try to be that light on the hill for others, mm-hmm. because we're not any better. We all are going through the same things,
right?
I mean, I've had Christmases where it's like, I'd rather not. Thank you, mm-hmm. appreciate it, Jesus. Thank you, God, for being born, but I don't want to celebrate because there's you know, yes, I acknowledge it, but things aren't happy in my life right now, and I certainly don't want to sit around and sing a Christmas carol. You know, we have seasons, and that passes, and then there are Christmases where I've just loved. So we need to at least acknowledge that. So mm-hmm. anyway, that's kind of some of the themes. At least I'm been playing on this. So, okay. This is a song. It's called "What a Crying Shame" by the Mavericks. It's more about kind of a love gone bad, but it's kind of fits that same theme of, you know, some of us have loved ones or a boyfriend, girlfriend, or marriage that's gone bad. What a crying shame. So this is the Mavericks. I like this song. So here we go. This can be especially hard around a holiday if you have a relationship breakup. So here we go.
If I ever hurt you,
Mavericks, and I'm going to go into a song I think will go right along with that one. And this was one of my favorite singers when I was growing up. She was very popular in the 70s, but this was kind of a lament song also. And I think most of you older folks will recognize this song. Linda Ronstadt, so here it is.
I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved? I've been pushed down, I've been pushed round. When will I be loved? When I find a new man that I want for mine, it always breaks my heart in two. It happens every time. I've been made blue, I've been lied to. When will I be loved?
Okay, Linda Ronstadt, When Will I Be Loved? That was one of her hit songs from the 70s. We're going to read a little more Ecclesiastes. This is chapter 11, one of the more well-known verses in the Bible again. Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give portions to seven, yes to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth, whether a tree falls to the south or to the north. In the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning and at evening, let not your hands be idle. For you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Okay. So, again, my name for this chapter is called What's the Point? We'll get to the point at the end. But I want to play this song because I think it kind of goes along with it. Now, this is Ring of Fire. Of course, people know it as a Johnny Cash song. But most people don't know that Johnny Cash didn't write this song. And this song wasn't about his wife, who he had this tumultuous relationship before they actually got married. And then they finally got married and and he kind of straightened up. This song was written by his wife about him. And if you know anything about their relationship, she absolutely was warned by everybody, including her parents strongly, not to fall for this guy because he was bad news. And in the early years, he was bad news. But she couldn't help it. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. Sometimes we fall for the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. And she was fortunate through a lot of persistence and effort that the wrong guy turned into the right guy. And so it made me think of this passage or the song. When I read this passage, that song is sometimes we're just drawn into this ring of fire and we are just sucked in. And it says, as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in the one's room, so you cannot understand the worker of God. I mean, you just sometimes you don't know. And it's obviously June Carter Cash could not figure this out. She didn't want to fall for this guy, but she ended up writing this song about how she just couldn't help it. So this is called Ring of Fire. One more scripture and one last song, okay? So we're at the conclusion, the last of Ecclesiastes. If you go to the last chapter 12, and we're going to start with verse 9, which is kind of the conclusion of it. And you go through it kind of trying to think what the conclusion is, right? If all of this makes no difference or, you know, what difference does any of it make? So you get to the conclusion. This is starting with chapter 12, verse 9. Not only was the teacher wise, but also he imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails, given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books there is no end, and much study wearies the body. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Okay, last song. And I know it's ironic. It says, be warned, my son, of anything additional to them. But we're going to play this one last song because I just think it goes along with you know, at the end, fear God and keep his commandments. And our, and this is the Old Testament. And then we go to the Sermon on the Mount and we hear Jesus's command to be the city on the hill, to be the light on the hill. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think we belong right now, is we have to acknowledge what's out there, which is heartache and suffering, along with hope, along with just life of people going through it. And so we have to be in the midst of all this, not saying it's all life is great. It's just there's hope. Mm-hmm. Even though it may not come now, there's hope. And this is, to me, one of the ultimate songs, at least of my generation, that hope. And I like this version of it. It's an a cappella version of it. So this is Don't Stop Believing.
Busy man.
I'm glad to do it.
Joining us down
to do it.
It's always fun to have you with your music.
Thank you very much.
I've been listening for quite a while. This show has really discipled me for, I probably found it pretty close to when it started. So it's been a real blessing, and I'm even more blessed to be here helping out.
Well, thank you for what you do. I mean, this is, to say this works on a shoestring would be an understatement.
We appreciate you, sir. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, and from Tom Ivester, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.